This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Good afternoon, Malcolm Campbell.
Oh, hello, Warren. How are you? You were just coughing as we were coming on air, and I said, have you got pet fur in your mouth, you know, because you've been kissing your dog?
That's right. Did you kiss your pets?
I'm a cat person. I used to kiss my pussy all the time, but my poor pussy has deceased now.
Oh, I'm sorry
and
to hear
that. My husband won't allow me to get another one.
Oh, really?
No, he's so mean. I love pussy cats.
He doesn't like cats?
He doesn't like the mess when they're old, you know, litter around the house and hair, and when they're young as well, for the reason that, you know, we have an Airbnb and we need to keep the house clean and whatever, and so he's just, no, the answer's no.
Well, just on the clean part, you know, I spoke about how I bought one of those robotic vacuum.
Oh, yes,
things.
I remember that.
It's amazing. It just cleans a lot.
Useless.
So there's no excuse now. No, this one's, it's really, you just press a button and say, clean this part of the house.
Oh,
so
well,
if you've
right.
If you get a pussy,
yeah.
At least if the pussy spills its mess everywhere,
yeah.
You can press this
button.
Well,
it's the hair, and it creates tumbleweeds. I do have a fake cat, though. like it's,
does it meow?
Got real, no, it's got real cat hair, and it sleeps on a cushion, but it's fake. My sister got one because I had one, and she had little children, and the cleaning lady used to move it around in different places of the house, and the kids used to think the cat moved. And if it was lying in the sun, the fur was warm, so it felt like it was
alive. Like a real, real
yes,
hot
and the
cat.
Kids believed it was real.
So how do they get the cat fur?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to know.
Okay.
Yeah. Barry's my cat.
Does Barry meow?
Like, Barry's totally fake and stuffed.
So there's no, like...
No noise. You don't press a button, he goes, meow. Poor Barry.
Only you do that.
Yeah. No, I don't meow. I'm no cat.
Now, Malcolm, let's get into a sport. We'll start off with AFLW.
Yeah, AFLW. Round 8 on the weekend. Only two more rounds to go till finals. Your Tigers, the Richmond Tigers, you beat Hawthorn. By 11, I know.
Great.
and then...
I was just thinking how when you walked in, you said, I'm wearing Essendon colours today.
You are.
I didn't even realise that.
I know, yeah. You are. Your chair's Essendon, your clothes are Essendon. You are supporting
the
my
won.
Team.
I'm really pleased.
Yeah, you support my team. And then Sydney Swans kicked their highest score ever, 96 over Western Bulldogs 39. The Bulldogs are still on the bottom of the ladder. Now, in an upset, the top of the table, Adelaide, lost by 3 points to Brisbane Lions.
Oh.
But Brisbane are up there, but in a very close match there in Ipswich. Then the GWS Giants beat Carlton by 2 points in Sydney. And then Port Adelaide and the Gold Coast Suns. Guess what happened to them?
What happened?
They had a draw.
Oh, did they?
Yes, a draw.
What happens then?
They get 2 points instead of 2 points each.
So they don't keep playing?
No extra time, unless it's a final.
Right.
Then Melbourne beat Kangaroos by 14. And then Collingwood beat the Geelong Cats by 6. Then Fremantle beat St Kilda by 24. And in the final game of the round, West Coast Eagles, 23, upset Essendon 19 by 4 points.
Did that upset you?
Yes, it did, because West Coast were near the bottom of the ladder. So they've had 2 wins now. Top of the ladder is now Melbourne over Adelaide, Kangaroos and Brisbane Lions, and Essendon's down in 5th. Your Tigers are down in 11th, and Western Bulldogs are still on the bottom.
We're only concerned about the bottom of the ladder.
I know, you love that. So Western Bulldogs are definitely on the bottom. They haven't won a game out of 8. The second bottom is at Port Adelaide, who have had a win and a draw. So there you go.
Now, it might seem like a silly question, but I don't know the answer, and I want to know.
All right.
Is there an AFLW team for every AFL team?
Yes.
Oh,
there
so
is.
The full
only just
set.
In these, only just now. They... When they first started, they had a smaller league, but they've slowly introduced more and more teams.
Great.
And so, yes, there is 18 men's teams and 18 women's teams.
Fantastic.
I know. It's finally.
Let's get on to the World Cup rugby.
Well, World Cup rugby. The semi-finals were on over the weekend. And guess who is in the final?
Australia?
No. I told you this last week. So, in a very close match, South Africa... 16 beat England 15.
Oh, wow.
And England were winning. And then in quite a thrashing, New Zealand beat Argentina 44-6. So the final is South Africa-New Zealand.
Oh, wow. And when is that?
It's next weekend. So very interesting.
So next
I was
Monday,
going for Argentina because their players were hot.
Not the right criteria for winning. But so next week, next week.
Yeah, we'll know who's won the World Cup, yes.
Okay, great. Let's move on sticking with World Cup, but changing sports.
It's the World Cup cricket, which is being held in India. And in the game overnight, India beat New Zealand. And so now India are undefeated. 5 wins, no losses. New Zealand 4-1, South Africa 3-1, Australia 2-2. So they play a game kind of every day.
Mm-hmm.
And Australia have lost to South Africa and India, who are both above them. So if they beat New Zealand, they're in a chance for the semifinals. And they haven't played any of the weaker teams yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're improving Aussies.
Do you think if it was, say, the World Cup was held here, would that have made a difference?
Oh, no. They're all primed and they're doing their best. India are doing their best. They're better at those conditions. Doesn't mean they're going to win the whole thing. They are the strongest team at the moment, though. We'll see how they go.
Okay, netball.
The Constellation Cup. Now, that's obviously, New Zealand's flag and Australia's flag have stars on them, and so they call it Constellation Cup. Australia, last week I reported Australia were 2-0 up in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Well, New Zealand won the third game, so it's 2-1. And the final game is coming up in Auckland this week. And so, actually, tonight. It's tonight. So, we'll know whether the series was drawn or whether we win. So, we'll see how we go.
Fantastic. Well, good luck to them.
Yes, to the Diamonds.
The Diamonds. Let's get on to tennis.
Tennis. What happened in the tennis over the weekend? You tell me. No, you need me to tell you.
I need you to tell
me. Yeah, in Tokyo, Ben Shelton won his first title ever, an American.
Fantastic.
And he's now in the top 15 in the world. He beat the Russian with the great legs, Aslan Karatsev. I just like watching his legs when I watch him. Then in Antwerp.
You have to keep your eye on the ball.
No, I'm a spectator. Alexander Bublik beat the young Frenchman in Antwerp, Arthur Fies. And then we had in Stockholm, we had Gael Monfils, the veteran Frenchman, beat Russian qualifier Pavel Kotov. And then we had a German player, Tamara Korpac. She won her first tournament ever in Romania. She beat the local Romanian, Elena Rus. And then in Tunisia, Elise Mertens from Belgium, she defended her title there. And beat Jasmine Paolini from Italy. And then finally in China, in Nanchang, there was an all-Czech final. Katerina Siniakova beat Marie Buzkova. So there you go.
Now, were you a swimmer or was it water polo?
Swimming.
Is that the Glamourhead
Sharks?
Are you still in that?
Look, I have bad shoulders and I have not swum for a long time. I'm still a member on the books, but I can't remember when the last time I went.
Wouldn't it be good for your shoulders?
No, when they're sore and then you do freestyle or butterfly or anything, your arms go over your shoulders and it irritates it, makes it worse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, even so, backstroke?
Any of the strokes, but especially the ones I do, which is freestyle. So, no, it hurts. So, why do you ask that?
Because I want to know what's happening in the swimming world.
Well, yes, in the swimming. Kayleigh McEwen's Australian backstroker, she broke 2 world records over the weekend.
Oh.
In the 50 metres backstroke and the 100 metres backstroke.
We're doing well there, aren't we?
Yeah. She already had the 100 metre backstroke record, but she broke her own record. And then in the she broke the Chinese lass's record in the 50. And she also owns the 200 backstroke world record. She also won the world titles in all of those strokes in Tokyo last year. And she's favoured in the Olympics. But the Olympics are tough. So we'll see how she goes there. But there'll be a lot of Australia's supporting her at Paris Olympics next year.
Go Kayleigh.
Kayleigh, yes. She had a sister called Taylor who was a breaststroker, not a backstroker. She represented Australia, but not as good as Kayleigh, the younger sister.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to that.
We will.
Now, Caulfield Cup.
Caulfield Cup. That was on the weekend, did you know?
No.
Oh, well, it's a big race there, of course, at Caulfield, and without a trace running, one. That sounds like a TV show, doesn't it?
Oh, I just saw Caulfield Cup without a trace. I thought it's disappeared.
No, that's the name of the horse.
Oh, that's the name. I thought, okay.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, you know, they have the Everest Carnival in Sydney, and they have a lot more money for the prize winner, but there are less horses in that race than the Caulfield Cup.
Is that a prestige thing?
No, the Everest is new, but it was Sydney's effort in trying to steal some limelight by paying more prize money.
Right.
But, no, it doesn't. But Caulfield work. Cup is more prestigious. Doesn't pay as much prize money, but more horses in the race. And what that meant is, in overall betting, more people put money on the Caulfield Cup than they did on the Everest, which was interesting to read. Not that I condone betting, but it's interesting to see that sometimes people like a bit more tradition sometimes.
So, without a trace?
Yes, without trace. My dad was... I talked to my dad the other day. It's his birthday last week. And he loves the horse races. And I said to him, you know, what was your favourite race? And he said, the 1982 Melbourne Cup. And I then watched it on YouTube after I got off the call with him. And he said the horse that won the race was coming third last halfway through the race. And it just came through. And then just in the straight, you know, you've watched a horse race. It's nowhere to be seen. And suddenly in the last 100 metres wins the race. And the commentator didn't even mention the horse until it was crossing the line. Because normally they're talking about who's coming first, second, third, blah, blah, blah. And this horse just came from nowhere on the inside. They all let it room. Mm. And he came and beat them all. It was amazing.
What was it?
It was called Gurner's Lane in 1982.
1982. I'll go and have
Look it up.
Have a look
at it. It was an interesting race. I watched it on YouTube.
Now it's time to disappear without a trace.
Yes, because I have to go.
Yeah.
All right.
You off to gym?
Yeah.
And then you can go and pat your pussycat.
Yeah, my fake one, Barry.
Your fake one.
All right, see you,
thanks,
bye.
Thanks, Malcolm. Catch you on Monday.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.